Welcome to Words That Move, your companion on your journey to unlock your full potential, achieve your dreams, and become the best version of yourself through motivational speeches, personal stories, and practical tips. We're here to fuel your ambition and remind you that the power to create your reality lies within. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
If you want to start to feel happy, it starts with you wanting to feel happy. We like to sit and dwell. We like to sit in our own sadness. Make sure you're spending time every single day, whether it's 15, 20 minutes, whether it's an hour, 2 hours, take time to allow your mind separation from the stresses of your day. If you expect to fail, you will fail. On the other hand, if you expect to win, you will win. And he's right, because doctors and psychologists both alike, they agree that worrying actually does shorten your life and it does damage your body.
Stop defeating yourself before you even start the battle. The first thing you must do, you must see the victory of this obstacle, of this giant, of this game, of this opportunity that you have. You must see yourself coming out on top.
You become what you think about most of the time. In other words, your whole life today, everything around you has been determined by what you think about most of the time. You've attracted this into your life. You've attracted your relationship. You've determined your income by what you think about most of the time. Now, if you think about positive, constructive, success-oriented, happy things, you start to have more of those in your life. If you think about movies and television and sports and wasting your time and socializing, well, you'll have a lot of those in your life, but you won't have anything else. Remember, whatever you think about most of the time crowds the other things out of your life. So, in becoming what you think about, what do you feed your mind on a regular basis? And this is not something that you are casual about. You must be very, very deliberate and feed your mind a diet of mental protein, of highly nutritious words, pictures, quotes, magazines, television, audio tapes, books, newspapers, and so on.
My thoughts control my life. If you have good thoughts, you're going to have a good life. If you have bad thoughts, you're going to have a bad life. If you have sick thoughts, you're going to have a sick life. If you have sinful thoughts, you're going to have a sinful life. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. We control what we eat. We control what we believe. We control what we drink. But we don't always control what we allow in our minds. And the Bible tells us that every action in your life starts with a thought. If you don't think it, it doesn't happen. If you think good things, then good things are going to happen and you're going to do good things. But if you have bad thoughts, then you're going to tend to act in bad ways.
They say win or lose, at least you took part. But this is life. I am not here to take part. I am here to win. One life, one shot as far as we know it. This is all we have got, so why waste it?
If you interview successful people, it's a very interesting thing. If you interview successful people and you ask them on a regular basis, what do you think about? What are you thinking about now? You find that successful people are always thinking constructive, positive, creative thoughts that help them to be more successful. And if you interview negative people who aren't doing very much with their lives, you ask them, what are they thinking about? They're always thinking about negative, hurtful, destructive, angry, resentful, worried thoughts. And surprise, surprise, the more they think about them and worry about them, the more they draw them into their lives. Be careful. Your mind is very, very powerful. A positive mental attitude is a generally constructive response to the stresses that face the average person every single day. A positive attitude is where you feel that you have the ability to control your world and to control your life. A positive attitude is like a chicken and egg thing. If you're successful, you're positive. If you're positive, you're successful. Which comes first? It doesn't really matter, but we know this, is that positive thinkers are men and women who accomplish an awful lot more than people who have negative mental attitudes. In fact, we've come to the conclusion that positive thinking is really mental health and negative thinking is really mental illness. Now, if you look at the spectrum of people from the unhealthiest to the healthiest mentally, you'll find that at the very top, you have the happiest people with the highest self-esteem who are the most positive and outgoing. At the very bottom, you have the most negative and pessimistic people who often require drugs and hospitalization. Your job is to develop a positive mental attitude. Your job is to become thoroughly positive and constructive towards yourself and your possibilities and the world around you and the people in your life.
So most people, they start out with really good intentions to think positively, but they have maybe been thinking, acting, or feeling negatively for the last 25 years. So I just take a little bit of time and I become aware of who I no longer want to be. Then I begin to think about who I want to be when I open my eyes, what thoughts I do want to fire and wire in my brain, what behaviors I do want to demonstrate. And if you begin to contemplate or even mentally plan or rehearse your behaviors, if you do it properly, mental rehearsal shows that you begin to install the neurological circuits in your brain. So now the brain looks like the experience has already happened, or better yet, the brain is primed now for you to get your behaviors to match your intentions in your waking day. If I can bring up the emotion of how this new ideal would feel, the end product of every experience is called an emotion. So if I can begin to feel what it would be like to be the greatest ideal of myself, then I'm giving my body a taste of the future emotionally. And the research shows that rehearsal both changes the brain as well as the body. So then if I can get my brain primed to be thinking differently, and I can get my body primed to be feeling differently, how you think and how you feel creates a state of being.
Now that we understand a little bit more about how powerful our thoughts and words are, we can choose to retrain our thinking and speaking into positive patterns if we're going to get beneficial results. Are you willing to change your self-talk into positive affirmations? Remember, every time you think a thought and every time you speak a word, you are saying an affirmation. An affirmation is a beginning point. It opens the way to change. In essence, you are saying to your subconscious mind, I am taking responsibility. I am aware that there is something I can do to change. When I talk about doing affirmations, I mean to consciously choose sentences or words that will either help to eliminate something from your life or help to create something new in your life. And you do this in a positive way. If you say, I don't want to be sick anymore, the subconscious mind hears sick more. Now you want to tell it clearly what you do want. That is, say, I am a healthy person. I radiate good health. The subconscious mind is very straightforward. It has no strategy or designs. What it hears is what it does. If you say, I hate this car, it doesn't give you a wonderful new car because it doesn't know what you want. Even if you get a new car, you will probably hate it soon, because that is what you've been saying about it. The subconscious only hears, hate this car. You need to clearly declare your desires in a positive way, as in, I have a beautiful new car that suits all my needs. Or, I always have a car that I love. If there is something in your life that you really dislike, I have found one of the quickest ways to release it is to bless it with love. I bless you with love, and I release you and let you go. This works for people, situations, objects, and living quarters. You could even try it on a habit you would like to be free of and see what happens. I knew one man who said, I bless you with love and release you from my life to every cigarette he smoked. After a few days, his desire for smoking was considerably less, and in a few weeks, the habit was gone. You deserve good. Think for a moment. What is it you really want right now? What is it you want today in your life? Think about it and then say, I accept for myself whatever it is that you want. This is where I find that most of us get stuck. The bottom line is the belief that we don't deserve to have what we want. Our personal power lies in the way we perceive our deservability. Our not deserving comes from childhood messages. Again, We don't have to feel that we cannot change because of these messages. Often people will come to me and say, Louise, affirmations don't work. It really has nothing to do with affirmations. It is the fact that we don't believe we deserve the good. The way to find out if you believe that you deserve something is to say an affirmation and notice the thoughts that come up as you say it. Then write them down, because when you see these thoughts on paper, they will be very clear to you. The only thing that keeps you from deserving or loving yourself or whatever is someone else's belief or opinion that you have accepted as truth. When we don't believe that we deserve good, we will knock the pinnings out from under ourselves, which we can do in a variety of ways. We can create chaos. We can lose things. We can hurt ourselves or have physical problems like falling or have accidents. We want to start believing that we deserve all the good that life has to offer. In order to reprogram the false or negative belief, what would be the first thought that you would need to begin to create this new whatever in your life? What would be the building block or the foundation that you would need to stand on? What would be the sort of thing that you would need to know for yourself to believe, to accept? Some good thoughts to start with could be, I am worthwhile. I am deserving. I love myself. I allow myself to be fulfilled, etc. These concepts form the very basis of beliefs on which you can build. Do your affirmations on top of these building blocks to create what you want. If you still have a habit that you haven't released, ask yourself how it serves you. What do you get out of it? If you can't get an answer, ask in a different way. If I no longer had this habit, what would happen? Very often the answer is, my life would be better. So it comes back to the fact that we believe we don't deserve a better life in some way. Ordering from the cosmic kitchen. When you first say an affirmation, it may not seem true. But remember, affirmations are like planting seeds in the ground. When you put a seed in the ground, you don't get a full-grown plant the next day. We need to be patient during the growing season. As you continue to say the affirmation, either you will be ready to release whatever you don't want, and the affirmation will become true, or it will open a new avenue to you, or you may get a brilliant brainstorm. Or a friend may call you and say, "Have you tried this?" You will be led to the next step that will help you. Keep your affirmations in the present tense. You can sing them and make a jingle out of them so that they repeat over and over in your head. Remember that you cannot affect a specific person's actions with your affirmations. To affirm that John is now in love with me is a form of manipulation, and it is trying to have control over another person's life. It will usually have a boomerang effect on you. You will become very unhappy when you don't get what you want. You can say, I am now loved by a wonderful man who is, and list the qualities that you want in the relationship. That way you allow the power within you to bring to you the perfect person to fill that bill, who may possibly be John. You don't know what another person's spiritual lesson is, and you don't have a right to interfere in their life process. You certainly wouldn't want someone else doing it to you. If someone is ill, bless them and send them love and peace, but don't demand that they get well. I like to think of doing affirmations as placing our order in the cosmic kitchen. If you go to a restaurant and the waiter or waitress comes and takes your order, you don't follow them into the kitchen to see if the chef got the order or how he's going to prepare the food. You sit and drink water or coffee or tea, or you talk to your friend and maybe eat your roll. You assume that your food is being prepared and will be out when it's ready. It's the same when we begin to do affirmations. When we put our order into the cosmic kitchen, the great chef, our higher power, is working on it. So you go on with your life and know that it is being taken care of. It's on order. It's happening. Now, if the food comes out and it isn't exactly what you ordered, and if you have self-esteem, you will send it back. If not, you will eat it. You also have a right to do that with the cosmic kitchen. If you don't get exactly what you want, you can say, no, that's not quite it. This is what I want. perhaps you weren't clear in your ordering. The idea here, too, is to let go. At the end of my treatments and meditations, I use the words, and so it is. It's a way of saying higher power. It's in your hands now. I release it to you.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that subscribe button and follow us for more episodes of Words.Move.